Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new year, Lord Father.
We thank you, Lord, Father, that we're still able, Lord, Father, to gather together and pray one for another, Lord, Father, finding it not robbery, Lord, Father. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, Father, to pray for others other than ourselves and other than our family, Lord. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, being able to do not just for ourselves, but for others, Lord. Father, let you, Lord, Father, show forth, Lord, Father, in our words and in our actions right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki, Patricia, Terrence, Nathan, Minister Dolores, Minister Rudy, right now, Lord Father, we hold them before you, Lord Father, that has COVID right now, Lord Father. And Father, we come asking you to touch their bodies right now from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Father, pushing back COVID, Lord Father, into outer darkness with all the strains that come along with it. Father, for the blood of Jesus is against COVID, any sickness, and any disease right now, Lord Father. Father, as we hold them before you, we speak healing to their bodies right now, Lord. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue flowing through and through them right now. We thank you for opening up airways right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching that upper respiratory system right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the strength to walk right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you for cleansing their bodies right now, Lord Father, from COVID, Lord Father. Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father, knowing that you're bigger than COVID. In Jesus' name, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shania right now, Lord Father. We pray, O God, for her salvation, Lord Father, and Father, for peace and comfort right now, Lord Father. Father, let her seek your face like never before, Lord. Father, she needs you, Lord Father. She can't do it without you, Lord Father. Father, we're touching and agreeing with her right now, Lord, for that peace, for that comfort, and most of all, Lord Father, her salvation, Lord. Heavenly Father, touch right now, Lord. Touch in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lenora, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for every praise report, Lord Father, that she continually get, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, by your stripes, she is healed, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, that she's standing, Lord Father, and agreeing right now, Lord Father, that you are the healer, Lord Father, and there is no other God but you. We thank you, Lord Father, for hearing the prayers for her, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for giving her the peace, Lord Father God, in you, Lord Father, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we continue to pray for those that lost loved ones right now, O God, giving them the strength, the peace, and the comfort in you, Lord Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord. Father, we continue to hold before you Prophetess Gaines and her family right now, Lord. We continue to hold First Lady Clark, O God, and her family right now, Lord Father. And Father, all those, Lord Father, we are praying, Lord, that is out in this weather, Lord Father, up north, Father, have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, warm their hearts, warm their bodies, Lord Father. Father, let your people show forth compassion in this wicked and evil day, Lord Father, that we're in, Lord Father. Oh God, touch right now, Lord. Father, give them the shelter to keep them warm, Lord Father, the food to eat, Lord Father God, when they are hungry right now, Lord. Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father, we're asking you, Lord Father, to move upon your people this day, move upon your people, Lord. And Father, let your people be obedient to that still small voice right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord. Father, we continue to thank you, Lord, Father, how you made our cornea, Lord, Father, cancer-free, Lord, Father. We continue, Lord, Father, to pray, Lord, Father, that she continue to strengthen herself in you, knowing that it was nobody but you, Lord, Father. And, Father, we touch and agree, Lord, Father, with her prayers, Lord, Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Give your people the heart and the mind to pray one for another, Lord. Father, we thank you for what you're doing for Rudy right now, Lord. Father, we continue to speak healing to his body, Lord. Father, we ask right now, Lord Father, to strengthen his walk right now, Lord Father. Open up the airways right now, and we ask you to regulate that body right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, touch right now, Lord Father, Logan family right now, Lord Father, and his passing, Lord. Touch his mom. Continue to strengthen her, Lord Father. Strengthen that entire family circle, Lord Father. Many, Lord Father, kept him, Lord Father, in prayer. Comfort their hearts, for he had touched many lives, O God. Comfort their hearts in you, Lord Father. Let them remember that smile, Lord Father God. Father, the innocence of a little child, Lord Father, can touch your heart, Lord Father. So, Father, strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Maddie right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen her, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to give her that peace and that joy, Lord Father, in you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for what you have done for her, doing for her, and about to do for her, Lord Father. Father, let her continue to look up, Lord Father, and thank you, Lord Father, for where you have brought her from, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you, Lord. Touch our listeners right now, O God. You know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some need a bill paid, Lord. Father, some need food right now, Lord Father. Some need peace and comfort, Lord. Father, some just need your love right now, Lord. Father, they need you like never before, Lord. Father, we ask you to see about them, Lord Father. Father, they have been faithful, Lord Father. They have come on this broadcast, Lord Father. They have heard and continue to listen to your word, Lord Father. Father, we trust in that they are applying it to their lives, each and every word that continue to come forth from the man or woman of God, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for seeing about their needs right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle, my bishop, and my pastor, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And ask that you continue to keep that hedge of protection round about them right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the word that you continue to give them, Lord Father, that they give to us, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify you right now. Father, we hold before you the fivefold ministry right now, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Father, for they're still standing flat-footed upon your word, Lord, Father. Father, keep that hedge of protection round about them right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elder Addison, Lord, Father. Father, as you prepare to come, Lord Father, to give your word, Lord Father, the word that you have given her, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease her, Lord Father, as you increase in her, Lord. And we say show up and show out, Lord, as she let go and let you have your perfect way, Lord Father. Father, touch the ears and the hearts of your people, Lord Father, that they may receive the word, Lord Father. And And Father, if they have a question, Lord Father, let them find it not robbery to press that one button, Lord Father, to ask that question, Lord. And let not that strong man take hold of them, Lord. Father, we thanking you, we glorify and magnifying you, and we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen again. Praise the Lord. Man, we thank God, amen, for Sister Diane, and thank God for that prayer, because truly, our God is a praying God. Jesus said that man shall always pray and not faint. And if I often say that faint means don't stop, don't quit, don't give up. Because a quitter would never win, and a winner would never quit. Oh, it's praying time. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. We know that we are in the world, but we're not of it. Praise the Lord. And we are in a troubled world. There's trouble all around us. But thank God for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, the peace I give unto you, not as the world. Come on here now. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Say, if you want some peace now, praise God, want some comfort, you have to get in Jesus Christ. You know, he don't have to stop nothing that you and I are going through. He gives us the strength to go through it. And he have always, praise the Lord, he'll bring you out to bring you in to something better. Oh, if he did it back then for the children of Israel, he's doing it the same today, because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. In the name of Jesus, all praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Well,
hey.
I have some good news.
Well, praise the Lord. Let's hear the good news. Go ahead.
I've been going to the doctor for a couple of weeks now. They were trying to find out I have a cough for years, so now they were trying to figure out why I'm coughing. And I had to take a picture of my lungs, but they can't find out why I'm coughing. They said that I have, like, some scab on my lungs, which is nothing. Supposed to meet with the doctor today to talk about it, to see what is causing it. But I want to give God thanks and I want to give God praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Praise him.
So they said that nothing really happened. They just want to, like, talk to me about what is causing it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Chief. All right. Going to rejoice with you. That's right. Give him praise. You got a powerful weapon right there in your mouth. Praise the Lord. The enemy trying to stop you, but God said not so. So thank you for calling in and sharing that testimony. Somebody needed to hear that this morning. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. And, you know, we continue to pray for you. Praise God, and for your family. And we thank God because you're overcome by your testimony. Thank you for sharing that, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Okay, let me pray for you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to stretch out your hand, touch your servant, Sister Nessie. And Lord, we thank you for the praise report. And Lord, we ask you now to continue to use her for your glory. And let, oh God, her know that when she, oh God, share her testimony with others, oh God, that they, oh God, will come, oh God, to the end of faith, and we give you praise for it. And we thank you now for strengthening her in every area of her life, from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. So shall it is, and so shall it be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. I tell you, see, this year is going to be the year of Jubilee, a year of breakthrough, huh? Come on now. See, That's what we're talking about. Amen. Call. This is what the program is all about. Time to talk about it. Praise the Lord. And we have a dynamite speaker. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anointed woman of God. Praise God. Stand on the wall. Man, and she's on her post. She's ready. Praise God. And I'm not going to prolong the time, but I'm going to give you a little word here right quick, a little thought for the day. And we're going to turn it in the hands of Ella Yvonne Addison. All right, a little word for the day. The person who take pride in his job solemnly advocate a short work week. He value freedom of worship, not worship of leisure. Huh? Come on here now. I'm going to read it one more time. The person who take pride in his job solemnly advocate a short work week. He values freedom of worship and not worship of leisure. Huh? How many know it's time now to get on our post? Amen. It's time now. I mean, it's never before to tell dying men and women and boys and girls that the wages of sin is still death. Am I right? But the gift of God is eternal life. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. How many ready now? You mean you got your Bibles and you got your pens and pencils and whatever, and you got your notebook, you got your pad. Get ready. This woman of God is a dynamite, beautiful teacher. Amen. To break down. Amen. And then explain the word of God to us. Amen. And I just thank God for her. Amen. And at this time, I'm going to decrease and let the woman of God come in her own way. Ella Yvonne Addison. You got it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, City of Victory. Oh, just bless God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. And I just bless God for the testimony from the woman of God. We just bless you on this morning and just thank you so much for sharing that word, because it actually leads into what the Lord wants us to hear this morning. So I praise God for your testimony, and I pray God to continue to bless you and all that you're doing for him and just every area of your life. I praise God for Bishop and Apostle Gloria. Praise God. I praise God for them and for this opportunity, giving me this opportunity to share the word of God. And for Sister Diane, bless you, woman of God, for being on the wall, for being that prayer warrior, intercessor. It just blesses me to hear you when you pray, because you pray with intentionality. You pray you pray as you are hearing from the throne. And so I just bless God for you. Praise the Lord. So hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. He's good. Amen. So I am going to be reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. So therefore I tell you, beginning at verse 25, therefore I tell you, stop being worried or anxious about your life, excuse me, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body as to what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you by worrying can add 1 hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothes? See how the lilies and wildflowers of the field grow. They do not labor, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory and splendor dressed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive and green today and tomorrow, is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry or be anxious, saying, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to drink? Or what are we going to wear? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need them. And this is, I want to focus on this verse, verse 33. But first and most importantly, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Amen. And all these things will be given to you. Lord, we just thank you for your word. And I ask, oh God, that you bless us as we hear your word. Open up our ears of understanding. Prepare our hearts to receive what you have for us on today. And I ask that the Holy Spirit will enable me and empower me to minister this word, as I just pray, God, that I will decrease as the Holy Spirit increases. So, God, I thank you that every word that will go forth, Lord, will touch our hearts individually, oh, Lord. Let us receive, God, what you have for us on today. And we bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So the title of the message today is The Cure for Anxiety and Worry. So we know that in this season that we're in, there's so much going on around us that if we're not careful, that we'll fall into that place of worry and fall into that place of allowing anxiety to impact our lives, that we come to a place where we're not able to function as God, you know, desires us to do, or to live the life that God desires us to live. So that is it's important to understand that we don't have to be in that place of worry. We do not have to worry. Worry really paralyzes. Worry can paralyze a person because if our focus is on the what ifs and what might happen, and you know, thinking about the future and all these things, you know, that cause us to worry, then what is it saying? That we're not really trusting God and trusting in his promises and knowing that God has made a covenant with us, that he, you know, he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He'd be right there with us. But we have to have that in our heart and understanding that. So if you don't have that understanding, you know, that God is with us, that he said he wouldn't leave us, that he's not going to leave us in any situation. He's going to be right there for us. And so that should give us comfort and peace in knowing that we don't have to handle situations on our own. We don't have to try to find, you know, do things on our own intellect and in our own strength, but really trust in God. So I want to give you a definition of anxiety. Anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. And worry means give way to anxiety or unease. Allow one's mind to dwell on difficult or troubles. So I just want you to just keep that in focus. Let me write that down. Allowing one's mind to dwell on difficulty or troubles. Okay, because we're going to address that. So in the Greek word translated to worry literally means to be drawn in different directions. So worry pulls us apart. So when we're drawn in different directions, we're not sure which way to go, which direction to take, you know, how to handle a situation. And we're taking that on upon us, and we're internalizing that worry, and we're going to talk about how worry really impacts our health. But when we internalize that, and that worry is there, we're torn in different directions because we don't have the insight and wisdom and know how to solve that problem, or you know, and how to let go of the worry and really trust God. So we can be torn in different directions, or you know, if our mind is dwelling on those problems or dwelling on that difficulty, then it puts us in a place where we're not in a position to hear from God, to hear what God is saying, and it takes our focus off of the promises of God. But there is a cure for anxiety and worry, and I'm coming from a spiritual aspect and from the, you know, what the Bible tells us about that, you know, being released from anxiety and worry. Of course, there are, you know, other, as we are looking at the secular world as well, that there are ways that we can appropriate, you know, ways to help us in that area, you know, with therapy and medication and those things as well. And God gives us those things. He didn't say how he would heal. He said he would heal us, right? And he would use what is available to heal us. But I'm coming from today, we're going to talk about what God says in his word about anxiety and worry. And so even if you are seeking therapy or even if you, you know, have to take medication for anxiety, you know, couple that with the word of God. Do not leave the word of God out. That is very important to have that as well. So praise God. So God is good. He's good. He said he would, you know, he gives us everything that we need. He doesn't leave out anything that anything in our lives, anything that we have concerns about, anything that we have challenges, anything that we need help with. God has provided. He provides it in his word. Amen. He sent his word. Hallelujah. He sent his word to heal all of our diseases, to deliver us from all of our destructions. So we have the word. We have Jesus Christ, hallelujah, who came that we'd have life and have it more abundantly. Who would not want to live an abundant life? Do you want to live an abundant life today? And that abundant life is that joy and peace. Hallelujah. The joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. That's kingdom living. Kingdom living. So when we are kingdom, we are kingdom citizens as believers of Jesus Christ. So as we are kingdom citizens, we're to live a kingdom life. Hallelujah. Appropriate all the benefits that God has for us. He said he daily loaded us with his benefits. We daily have benefits. And I want you to take this visual for a second, and I'm going to get back to Matthew, that we have daily, when he daily loads us with his benefits, I want to ask you, do you have a little cup or do you have a truck where you can load his benefits? So is your capacity to receive God's benefits like that little cup? Or is it like that dump truck? I hope I'm saying that what that truck is called, but it's the dump truck that's huge, it's big, and loads things into it. So where is your capacity today to really receive all that God has for us? And we're talking about his benefits that he gives us. Those benefits helps us to let go and trust God with the anxiety and the worries of life. So going back to Matthew chapter 6, and beginning at verse 25, it says, "Therefore, I tell you, stop being worried or anxious." That means stop being uneasy about things all the time. Of course, we're going to have some times when we are uneasy about things. There's some things that's going to, you know, happen in our lives that or come in our lives because life happens, you know, and yes, we're going to worry. We may be anxious sometimes or worry, but it's not to stay in that place. It's not to stay in that place of worry. It's not to stay in that place of feeling uneasy all the time, you know, or being distracted by the cares of the world. You know, we have so much that's going on around us now, and it's easy to be distracted, you know, to take our focus off of who God says we are and who we belong to. And focus on, you know, what the world is saying, what the world is saying about the economy, what the world is saying about, you know, social injustice. I'm saying, you know, these things are real. It's happening. But we don't have to have our focus on those things, that we are distracted by what God's word tells us, what he has promised us as believers, what he has promised us as disciples. So taking our focus off of those things, those distractions, you know, whether it's children, whether it's, you know, our children acting some sort of way, you know, whether it's illness, whether it's financial concerns or, you know, whatever it may be. But God says, you know, we trust him. So you know, to be distracted. So so don't be anxious. He says, stop being worried or anxious. Now, when he tells us that, that means that he's going to make a way. He's made a way of escape through Jesus Christ. He will also give us wisdom. He will show us if our steps are ordered by the Lord. That means that he's ordering our steps into places where we will be able to handle situations if we are trusting him and being obedient to what he is asking us to do. And sometimes when God is speaking and he's telling us to let go of things, to release things, we have to be obedient. So my prayer right now is that we will have the strength and the courage and the boldness to be obedient when God is asking us to do something. Maybe it's a relationship you need to let go of. You know, maybe it's these two, maybe it's how you're handling your money that's causing the stress and the worry. Maybe it's, that some other things. Maybe you need to change eating habits or, you know, whatever it may be that God is saying to you to do, we need to be obedient as he's directing us. Because remember, he's ordering our steps for his purpose and for us to reach our destiny. So he says, don't be concerned about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, you know, about your body or what you're going to wear. God is our provider. He's Jehovah. He is Jehovah Jireh. He will meet our every need. So is life not more than food and the body more than clothing, right? So we need to trust God, trust him in every area of our lives. So do not be anxious. Do not be worried about things. And so when we go to, let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, beginning at verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So what is the word telling us? It says that there's nothing, first of all, too hard for God, right? There's nothing too hard for him. So don't be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious about what you're going to wear, with clothes. If you don't have clothes, what you're going to eat. God will meet the need. God will meet our needs, right? But it says be anxious for nothing. But then to really, the remedy to worry is prayer. How is your prayer life? He said, everything, just take a note of that, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So if you don't have an effective prayer life, that is where you're opening up the door for the enemy to come in for you to keep your focus on worry, for that anxiety to be, to be anxious about things. But the word tells us to be anxious for nothing. But prayer is the key. Prayer is the remedy to worry. Praying, the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You know, are you praying? What is your prayer life like? You know, seeking God, praying. And asking God, let your request be made known to God. God already, the thing about it, he already knows what you are in need of. He knows that. But what he wants you to pray, wants you to come into agreement through his word by praying and let him know what those requests are. Let your request be made known to God. Some of us want to run to every place else. We want to run to this person and that person. Most of the time what's happening is when we're running to every person, this place and that place, it's because we're trying to find someone who's going to come in agreement with what we are going through, come into agreement with that worry, come into agreement And that is not what he said. Come, he said, let your request be made known to God. And then come into agreement with what God is saying, what God's word says about your situation, and stand on it. And have a confidence in knowing that God's, what God says, that his promises are true, and we stand on it and believe it. And confess what the word is saying. You know, speak what God is saying. Speak his word. You know, get in the word, in the Bible, and see what God is saying about your situation. Begin to speak that word over your life, over that situation. That word is not going to return to him void. It's going to accomplish it. God is going to watch over his word. He's going to watch over what you speak. But and the other side of that, if you're speaking negativity, if you're speaking things that are going against God's word, guess who else is who's taking control over that? Guess else who's watching over that? The devil. So we have to be careful about what we speak and what we say, especially in this season. There's death and life in the power of the tongue. So what you are saying and what you're speaking has power. So let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God. Where does our peace come from? It comes from our Heavenly Father. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. So everything can be going on around you. It could be just chaotic. It can be chaotic. But what does God say? He says, I'll give you peace, not like the world. Peace. But Jesus said, this peace I'm going to leave with you. Hallelujah. So which surpasses all understanding. And so people may not understand how we're able to manage or how we're able to get through situations or, you know, not that things are not going on in our lives, but it's how we're responding to that and what our reaction is. You know, we're reacting to the word of God. So that people used to wear those bands. It was popular one time. What would Jesus do? Yeah, what would Jesus do in that situation? His word. What does his word say? And that peace, the peace of God, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So as far as having a relationship, with Jesus Christ, and our hearts, you know, that's where all our decisions and everything, our emotions, you know, that guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we have to be careful also of what we allow into our ear gates and our eye gates, what we're seeing, what we're watching, what we're hearing. You know, if you're surrounded by negativity, if you're surrounded by people who can only who cannot speak into your life and encourage you, but only see negative, you might need to separate yourself. You know, what are you allowing into your heart? What are you allowing into? You know, are you watching too much things on TV, the media? You know, things about this that's going on. Sometimes we just have to step back from the media, step back from the news sometimes. I know I'm not saying that you just don't watch it at all, because we need to know how to pray, right? But sometimes stepping back, those things can perpetuate anxiety and worry if we're not careful because of what we're seeing and what we're watching, what are we hearing? This is a side note. If you have children, try not to discuss things that's going on in the world that they cannot understand, all right? So what I mean by that, if children are hearing adults talking about a catastrophe or a crisis or something, they may not be able to understand exactly what's going on, and they internalize that thing. So we have to be careful when we're having conversations around children about what we're talking about. And I used to work for, before I retired, I'm a retired school counselor. And children would come in talking about things. Children, kindergarten, fifth grade, talking about things that they should not be knowing about. It's because the conversations that adults were having around them, and they would come in sometimes, you know, talking about a parent that may have died even before they were they didn't remember that, even when they were an infant or something. But because of the conversations that adults are having, and they're not positive conversations about this person, and so they internalize that, and they come to school grieving, and then find out, I'm thinking that they lost the person recently, but it's been, they didn't even really know the person. But it's because of conversations. So that's just a side note. Just be careful of the conversations that we have around our children, because they don't understand, they can't comprehend the way that we do or understand things. They may take it out of context and produce worry and anxiety in their lives. Okay, let me move on. Praise God. So, guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, just knowing that we have the God of peace in our lives, and we can trust God and allow him into our hearts, that we'll have peace. Amen. Praise God. And so then as we move on into Matthew, chapter 6, we also talk about, you know, as we are thinking about, you know, the prayer and the remedy to anxiety, that we don't worry about the things, we don't worry about what we don't have, because God is he is a provider. He'll meet our every need according to his riches and glory. And sometimes another remedy too for worry is gratitude, just being grateful for the present. You know, not being anxious for anything. Not, you know, sometimes there's anxiety because we're not sure of the future. Nobody's sure of the future. Only God knows. But we can take our focus off of what might happen in the future and put our focus on, you know, things that are positive in our lives right now. You know, taking the focus off of, you know, the bad things that could happen. Sometimes people build that up in their minds. What if? What could happen? What might happen? And I'm going to be, you know, transparent in this, that when my children, and sometimes still, you know, do, when my children would go out, when they were, you know, teenagers, and they would go out, and, you know, I might hear a siren or something, and immediately my thoughts are going to start worrying, you know, about them, and then every time they would go out, you know, it'd be a worry, instead of turning that around and praying and asking God to protect them and keep them. You know, so taking our focus off of what bad things could happen. You know, as I said, taking our focus off of the economy, taking our focus off of, you know, the injustice that's occurring in our nation and all the evilness all around us and things that are occurring, but taking our focus off of the bad things that could happen and turning our thoughts to what is positive in our lives right now. So what is that? So I ask you the question now, what is the positive now? What is the positive in your life now? And we focus on that, you know, having a heart of gratitude. Sometimes we just need to have a heart of gratitude. We wake up in the morning being grateful for another day, being grateful that we have life in our bodies. Amen. And but being grateful, then what other things are you grateful for? You know, look around you and see, what are you grateful for? What are the positive things that you can focus on? And that's another way to remedy worry and anxiety. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so, praise God. And then in 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7, let's go there. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. Hallelujah. It says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. My Lord, that is so good to know that God cares for me. He cares for you. Nobody else may care about you in this world, but I'm telling you, that God cares for you. I promise you that because it says it in his word. And I can stand on the word and knowing that he cares for you and he cares for me. Casting all of your care upon him. So whatever that care is, whatever the anxiety is, whatever the worry is, whatever the concern is, give it to God. Give it to him. And when you cast something, you know, I think about casting. When you cast something, you throw it, you give it, you just throw it. It's like a, you know, fishing line. I don't fish, but I've gone out a couple of times. And it's a certain way that you have to really cast that fishing line out into the water so it don't get all tangled up and go in places where you don't want it to go. So it's intentional. You know, it's intentional. And not only is it intentional, but you put some force behind it, right? So it can go out to where it needs to go. And so as we cast our cares upon the Lord, give it to him, casting it to him, casting all your care upon him, that is intentional. You know, you be intentional about it. It's not one day that maybe, you know, I give this to God, and then the next day you want to take it back, and then the next day, you know, he said, we have to be sober-minded. We have to not be tossed in, you know, like the waves of the sea, but having our mind set on, you know, what, on the things of God. And so being intentional about casting all of our cares upon him, giving it to him, that means releasing some things, letting go of. So that means really, as I said earlier, being prayerful about it, about that particular thing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we move on, and then going back to Matthew chapter 6, and who of you by worrying can add 1 hour to the length of his life? Worrying takes away from the length of your life. Amen. It takes away from it. Praise God. So we can have, there are many things that can happen in our lives, you know, if we are not careful about stress. So stress does impact our lives in a lot of ways. But worrying can affect the heart, all right? High blood pressure might impact your blood pressure, increase your blood pressure. It may even cause heart attacks or strokes if we're not careful. If we hold on to the stress, we hold on to that worry, to that concern. And even as I was reading about this, I didn't realize that even if it's not something that we outwardly talk about or outwardly discuss, you know, but it's that little lingering concern that's in the back of our mind can even cause just as much stress and impact on our health, negative impact on our health, as we're going around talking about it all the time. So that was interesting to me. So high levels of anxiety can trigger stress hormones that make your heart beat faster and harder. And this may lead to high cholesterol levels and even harden your artery walls. And so constantly thinking about things that make you depressed or angry may affect your immune system, you know, the ability to fight off germs, and also may cause ulcers. So we see that worry does not add to our lives, but it may take away from it. And who of you by worrying can add 1 hour to the length of your life? So cast that thing. Give it to the Lord. Hallelujah. And why are you worried about clothes? See how the lilies of the wildflowers of the field grow. They do not labor, nor do they spin wool to make clothing. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all of his glory and splendor dressed himself like one of these. And Solomon, go to, I believe it's in 1 Kings, and read about Solomon and all of his splendor in 1 Kings chapter 10. When the Queen of Sheba came to see him, she had heard about Solomon. She had heard about his wisdom and his relationship with God. So it's all about relationship. It's all about having that relationship with God, you know, that we that when we draw closer to him, he'll draw closer to us. And having that relationship, without relationship, you know, we're not going to see the move of God in our lives without that relationship, because our attention and direction is somewhere else and not on the things of God, not in spiritual things. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive and green today and tomorrow, is cut and thrown as fuel into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So he was saying, you of little faith. He didn't say you didn't have any faith. He didn't say you didn't have faith. He just said that you had a deficiency in your faith. You had a deficiency. So we have to have a faith that is anchored in the promises of God and anchored in who God says we are. So when I think about deficiency, when I was reading that, it's a view of little faith, and the commentary says, said that it's deficient faith, having a deficiency in your faith. When we have a deficiency in our bodies, we don't have all the vitamins and minerals that we need in our bodies for it to function properly and to be healthy. We have a deficiency. We have to do something. We may have to take supplements. We have to take vitamins, or eat proper food, change our eating habits. But we have a deficiency, and we recognize it, then we do something about it. So if you have a deficiency in your faith, then go to the Word of God. It all points back to Jesus. It all points back to the Word of God. It all points back into Jesus saying he came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And we want to have that abundant life. God wants you to have that abundant life. You have abundance of peace and joy. But if worry and anxiety is what is the foremost in your life, then it's hard to have that it will be a challenge to have that joy and have that peace in your life. Therefore, do not worry or be anxious. And I read that perpetually uneasy or distracted, saying, what are we going to eat or what are we going to drink or what are we going to wear? For the pagan Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, but do not worry, for your heavenly Father knows that you need. So having confidence in the hope of who God is, our faith gives us hope. But we have to reject, let me tell you, anxiety and worry. We're looking at the world, the world's values, right, and the pursuits that the non-believers, pursuit of things, right, pursuit of status, pursuit of having these material things. So we get caught up in all of that when we're preoccupied with their worldly success. Then that's when anxiety, that opens the door for anxiety and worry. Are you going to be able to have those things? Are you going to, desiring those things? There's nothing wrong with, having the material things. But going into verse 33, but first, and most importantly, seek, and what that means is to aim, drive after his kingdom and his righteousness. And what does that mean? It's his way of doing and being right. God's way of doing and being right. Not the world, but God's way of doing and being right. The attitude, that means the attitude and character of God. If we don't know the attitude and character of God, get in his word. Again, it all points back to spending time with God, praying, meditating on his word, studying his word. We have to get the word in our hearts. Get that word in us so we'll know what to say, what to speak when the enemy comes against us. His way of doing and being right. So it's the attitude and the character of God. Do we know who God is? Do we really know who he is? We have to get in and understand, get in study about, the character of God and his attitude, his attitude, who God is. He is the God who sees. He sees you. He sees you in the midst of your troubles. He sees you in the midst of your hardships. The God who hears. He hears your cry. He hears you when you cry out to him. He hears you. The God who will provide, the God who heals, the God who delivers. The God who is with us, the God who's the justice in the earth, and he rewards the righteous. Hallelujah. He rewards the righteous. And the righteous, we are the ones who we are doing God's way. You know, his way of doing and his way of being right. And the righteous do his will. The righteous do the way that God does it. Going back to what would Jesus do? And the attitude and character. And all these things will be given to you also. All these things will be given to you. And so that says that, you know, we can't be running after the material things, or pursuing, you know, that's where people get anxious and they get worried. Now, even with, you know, that they have money and they have, you know, all the status and all the power and all these things, but what's missing is a relationship with God. We have to have that relationship with God. And pursuing those things that do not bring peace, pursuing those things do not bring joy. That may be a byproduct of it, but ultimately it is what trusting in God and his promises. And it says his righteousness, you know, striving after his kingdom, God, seeking him, seeking God. And it's just not a one-time thing. It is continually seeking God's will, continually seeking God in your situation, continually seeking him about the concern, about that hardship, whatever it may be. But it's a continuous seeking, continuous seeking before we do anything. But first, he said what? First, not second, not third, not after you've tried to figure it out and then put your hands in it and now it's all a big mess. And most importantly, so that's the important thing, is seek his kingdom. And then a lot of times when people quote the scripture, they leave out and his righteousness. They want the kingdom living. They want the things of God, but they don't want to live righteously. They don't want to live a life that's pleasing to God. Yes, we may miss it sometimes, but I praise, you know, but God is faithful and God is gracious and he's merciful. If we repent and turn that way that we missed it, and then do it right, seek the righteousness of God, do it his way of doing. But the only way that we're going to understand that, understand what God is meaning by that, what he's saying about that, what it means, is to get in his word and to read, to understand, and to allow God to move in our lives. Then we will see all these things added. Hallelujah. And when he adds those things, it will be a blessing. He's not going to add any sorrow to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You'll prosper. Praise Lord. So bless God. You know, bless him by being in his presence and studying his word. Hallelujah. Have confidence. You know, have confidence in God. Have confidence in the hope of who God is. You know, our faith does give us that hope. And we got to reject the values and what the world is saying. Reject, be intentional about doing that. We have to, refocus our thoughts and refocus our desires. Refocus, you know, what we're standing on. You know, who are we trusting in? What are we trusting in? So trust in God, trusting in his promise and his provision. And his provision. You know, what is it that, what door have you left open for the enemy to come in, you know, to bring the worry and the anxiety? The Holy Spirit will let you know. The Holy Spirit will let you know what it is that you need to change, what it is that that you need to let go of, that you need to release, you know, in the area in your life that you have not surrendered to the Lord. You have not surrendered. So it takes, you know, like I said, to remedy the worry and the anxiety, prayer, you know, surrendering to God. Surrender. What area? Sometimes we want to hold on to certain areas in our lives, things that we just don't want to give to God. But some things we'll let God handle. And some things we choose, I'll just keep that right now. I'll just try to work through that myself until it gets to a point where you know you have to come to the end of yourself, come to your end of yourself and let go and let God. Let God do that. Let God handle the situation. Trust in God's wisdom and his mercy and his grace. You know, God's grace is at his favor, his unmerited favor upon our lives that we don't deserve. We don't deserve it. Praise God. But it's his grace and mercy that follows us all the days of our lives. And that's just good news. That's good news. His grace and his mercy. Grace, unmerited favor that we don't deserve. And his mercy, that he keeps us from what we do deserve. Praise God. Somebody should be doing a happy dance about right now. Because of his mercy, God has kept us from what we truly deserve in that situation, in that moment where we were outside of God's will. Amen. Where we, you know, were running from God. We were running from God, and he was calling us during those times that it was his mercy, you know, that he kept back the hand of the enemy when we didn't realize it. So his mercy. So we realize all of this, and we trust in that and knowing that God has his hand upon us, his hand lifting us up, his righteous right hand, lifting us up, keeping us, that we don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious for things. We don't have to be anxious about a worry about the what-ifs in life. Because we don't know what the what if there that we have to know what is going on now. We're trusting in God now, trusting in Lord. It's not saying that we don't plan for the future. Now God, he wants us to have wisdom, right? And so we do need to plan for some things, plan for the future, but seek God first. Seek him first. Put God in your plan. You know, put God in the what you are setting out to do, whether it's a business, you know, a ministry, or, you know, planning for the future for your family, you know, you have children, whatever it may be. If you are, you know, a young person and you're wanting to go to college or pursue a career, putting God first, putting him in the midst of that. Yes, and using wisdom. God said he will give us wisdom. We ask for it. He will give it to us. So I just thank the Lord, hallelujah, that God is gracious and he is merciful. Praise the Lord. So trust in God, trusting in his promises, hallelujah. And then we go back to saying that, that pursue God. Make the kingdom of God the center of all that, you know, of everything in your life, all that you do. Pursue God. That will ease that tension of lift the burden. Hallelujah. And that's what, you know, his grace is that, you know, when we are, his grace means that it's God's responsibility. It's his responsibility for the things that's going on in our lives. It's his, it takes the responsibility off of us. That is, you know, that will give you peace right there. That will help you to know that you don't have to worry about things or be anxious, because with his grace, that means that he takes the responsibility from us, and he takes on that responsibility. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He takes the responsibility, but we got to give it to him. First, we have to give it to him. We have to cast it to him. Be anxious. Don't be anxious for it, but give it to the Lord, because he wants to take the responsibility for that thing. He wants to take the responsibility for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wants to take the responsibility for it. So stop holding on to things that you know that you can't change. Ask yourself, can you change that situation? Can you change? Now, some things that's going on, some challenges that we're having, some concerns that we're having in our lives, it's because we're trying to change things and we know we can't. So let go of those things that you know that you have no power to change. You cannot change it. You cannot change that situation. But what you can do, you can pray and ask God to show you how to change your heart about it, how to change how you react and how you respond to it, asking the Lord to give you the strength to change you. So, you know, sometimes we want to change the other person. You know, we want God to fix the other person, if there's a person involved, or fix, you know, the situation, fix. But we're not asking God to fix us, to fix our hearts, to change our hearts, to give us a different perspective on how we see things from his perspective. We need to put on our lens of faith and look through the lens of faith and not despair and not hopelessness. Because when we're looking through this lens of faith, of hopelessness and despair, that's, you know, we're feeding into the worry. We're feeding into the anxiety. But looking through the lens of faith, hallelujah, God wants to take the responsibility for your problem, for your concern, no matter where the place, if it's sin that you just can't seem to, you know, to let go of, trust God, yield, surrender. You know, if it's a bad marriage, or if it's unruly children, you know, relationships that are hurtful and painful, things from the past, things from the past failures. Trust God with it, the responsibility to heal you and to deliver you. And he's faithful to do that if you yield to him and trust him. And first of all, there must be a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ, who he sent to this earth, who understands all that we're going through, all that he's going through. But we have the victory because we have victory through Jesus Christ and all that he accomplished on the cross for us. Stop fighting for victory. Stop fighting for victory. And fight from the stance and the position of victory. You're not the victim. You are the victor. You have the victory in every situation in your life. And it's going to take perseverance. It's going to take some action on your part. It's going to take really being intentional about pursuing the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's going to take discipline and to stay in the place of constantly seeking God, you know, not allowing the worry and the anxiety to influence you or to impact you. Not saying it's going to try to come back up again, and it will, but you have God on your side. You have the promises of God on your side. You have prayer as a tool. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And maybe fasting. Some things only come out with prayer, by prayer and fasting. You know, so God has given us the weapons of our warfare. Our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. They're pulling down of strongholds. And so when we want those strongholds to come down, we have our weapons, but they're not as the world weapons, but it's what God has given us. He's given us prayer. He's given us you know, obedience. You know, we are to be obedient to it. You know, it's surrendering. Amen. It's trust. It's faith. Hallelujah. So God is merciful. He's kind and loving, and He cares about every aspect of our lives. So there's nothing too hard for Him. Praise God. Nothing too hard for Him. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just want to see if there's anything else the Lord wants to say. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God has, he's made us a promise. If we put Him first, putting Him first, so that we put Him first, our future is guaranteed. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we have to look at it through the lens of faith, because we know that life happens and we have things that go on in our lives. But in knowing that we have a God who loves us, a God who will provide for us, a God who will fight for us, hallelujah. Oh, if we sometimes we just need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and let God just fight the battle for us, amen. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. To God be the glory. So God is, He's good, merciful, and kind, and loving, and we bless God for Him. Hallelujah. That's all I have. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. I praise God for His goodness. I praise God for His mercy and for His grace. Lord, I just thank You right now for the word. I pray that the word has touched our hearts. I pray that this word will cure the anxiety and worry that anyone may be experiencing on this day. I pray that we will be drawn closer to You. I pray that You will remove the clutter from our minds, that we will begin to hear You clearly, that we'll begin to hear Your voice above all the voice of the world, even the voice that's inside of us, oh Lord, that want to speak to worry and speak to anxiety. But God, I say on this day that we are set free, we are delivered, God, that we are free from that as we cast our cares upon You, that we will not be anxious about anything, because we know that we have a God who provides, meets our every need according to the riches and glory through Jesus Christ. We thank You that we have spiritual blessings in heavenly places, O Lord. And God, that we thank You, God, that You give us Your benefits every day. Every day we have Your benefits. When we wake up, Lord, we know that we have Your benefits. And help us and teach us how to appropriate those benefits. Let us not forget them. Let us not forget them. I pray that the world and the things that's going on around us will not be in the way or hinder us from remembering what Your benefits, what benefits that we do have. And Lord, increase our capacity for receiving Your benefits, for appropriating Your benefits. God, we just thank You and we praise You, O Lord, for being so merciful and kind. Father, I thank You, Lord, for every voice, every person that's listening on today. I pray that this word will bring healing where healing is needed, will bring deliverance where deliverance is needed. I thank You, Lord, for that as You order our steps, God, that we will allow You into every area of our lives. Lord, that we will not shut You out, but God, we'll invite You in. We'll invite You into those areas, Lord, that we have been even afraid to let You in, afraid of being hurt, or even more, God, afraid, God, that it will be too painful to allow You to heal. But God, we thank You that You are the balm of Gilead, that You will soothe, that You will heal, Lord. We just thank You, God, that we will allow You into those deep recesses of our soul that we have kept You out so many times. But God, we just invite You in today. We invite You into those hard places in our lives, God. And Father, as we release to You, as we cast all of our cares upon You, Father, we thank You, God, for bringing us out of that place of worry and anxiety. And so, Father, I thank You right now. And Father, for those who may have clinical anxiety, who need medication, let them not be fearful, O Lord, or anxious about going seeking help. to receive that medication. Lord, we just thank you, God, for your blessings over the medication, that it will accomplish, God, it will heal, God, it will do what you have created man, given man the knowledge and understanding to create it. So, Father, I pray, Lord, for those who are taking medication because of anxiety, I pray, Lord, that it will it will do what you have what you've created it to do, and that it will not cause any side effects in Jesus' name. But God, I thank you, and I pray, Lord, that they will have the desire, and that they will have the consciousness, oh Lord, to take their medication as prescribed, and Lord, not be worry about what people say or the stigma attached to mental illness, oh God. But I just thank you, Father, that you will bless them, and I thank you that you will make them whole, God, that you will remove, that they will remove the thoughts, the anxious thoughts, oh Father, and replace it with thoughts that are good, and God, the thoughts, Lord Jesus, that are favorable, and thoughts, oh Lord, of your promises, oh Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that they will have thoughts of a good report, oh Lord. Thank you, God, for blessing them, and I praise you and I honor you, God. I just thank you for this day. You are truly worthy to be praised, and we honor you and we adore you. We love you, oh Lord. So, God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you, Elder Addison, for that awesome word coming forth and allowing God to use you in this time. A cure for anxiety and worrying. And it wasn't bad that we was worrying enough and had anxiety, but when COVID come in, it added more stress, more anxiety, more worrying, and you don't even just worry about yourself. Cure for that is standing on God's word. That's why we are to pray one for another.
Yes.
We check on one another. It doesn't matter whether it's a phone call, you know, you just drop by. You check on others. I remember growing up, everybody know one another in the neighborhood mm-hmm. that you're in. Everybody, you know, if they don't know you, they know your mama, your grandma, and everybody looked out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looked out. And now it's like we are in such a selfish world. Everybody is just me, myself, and I, that your neighbor can be going through something, that your neighbor's children can be going through something. You know, and they can't even come to you. And children are very sensitive. They pick up on what is going on. And I listen to, you know, you say when you was a counselor, how the children mm-hmm. would actually come to school, you know, with it. They don't know what it is. They don't know how to express their feelings, but they see their mama crying or their dad crying or, you know, whoever. So it affects them.
Mm-hmm.
It affects them. They don't know how to process it. And that's why we were so, you know, stay in a child's place when grown up is talking. You know, children, you don't talk stuff around children because it's true, they're a sponge. They're going to suck up everything, and they're going to say what you ain't expect them to say. You know?
Absolutely.
But if they see that, you know, their parent is going through a hard time, stressing about, you know, the bills and stuff like that, it's going to fall right on them because that's the atmosphere that they're in.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's
that is
absolutely
the atmosphere
true.
That they're in. They don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have
somebody
to come in.
Yes, absolutely. That is on point. And it's something else that you said too earlier about, you know, looking after others and caring for others is so important. A lot of times we take our focus The focus is taken off of that problem or that concern that we have, and then reach out to help someone else. It will alleviate some of that anxiety and that worry, you know, if we are helping others. So that was a good point you brought out.
Exactly. You say God, others, and then yourself, because you put God first, and in doing for others, He is doing for you, because He's not going to leave you undone. You know, as long as you're doing His work for the right reason, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Do it out of love. Don't do it because of obligation. Don't do it because, you know, you want praise. You know, you do it out of love, and watch God turn your situation around. And you're going to look back and you're going to be like, wow. God did this for me.
Yeah.
And people don't look at that. They still focus on what it is that they're going through, putting more stress on you. And, yeah, stress carries high blood pressure. It carries all kind of sickness in your body. And stress settles in your lower part of your back.
Yes. It does.
And it settles there, and until, you know, people can come together, it's praying time.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the last days. People don't want to believe it, but we are in the last days. We've been hearing it for a long time. But follow along, and you're going to see time is winding up. Worrying.
Yeah.
Anxiety about, you know, all this. I listened to you talk about your, you know, your children hearing a siren, you know, and you automatically begin to worry. Why? Because they're not in your presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not in your presence. And I used to do the same thing. And you know what? I say, Lord, cover under the blood.
Yeah.
Cover under the blood. The blood covers all. But we continually thank you, Elder Addison, for the word that you bring forth on a daily basis. And we're praying that the listeners find it not robbery. Hit that one button. If you have a question, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to ask that question. That's what we are here for. If we are saying something and you do not understand, or you even have a testimony in what it is that we are saying, we are asking you to press that one and share it. This broadcast goes out to many nations, not just the United States. It's around the world. When we pray, others are hearing. Others are touching and agreeing and praying. The broadcast touching lives, healing, bringing those to Christ. So do not think that your question or your issue is too big for God. Seek God. Get in that quiet place. Get a prayer life. That is so important. Don't have a religion. Have a relationship. With God.
Yes. Amen.
Have a relationship. So, Elder Addison, we thank you each and every time you come and you bring forth what God gives to you to bring forth. It's always on point, and I know it touched somebody. They have gone through whatever, but they don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, continue to bring forth the word. Stand on God's word, and may He refresh and refill you. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, go on our Facebook page on Logion International Ministries and click on that link. Share that link today with someone. If it have touched your life today, mental illness is real. Anxiety, worrying, stress is real today. Help save someone today. pray one for another. Till then, be blessed and join us tomorrow, Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stopped looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.